This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Weight Loss Management and Female Health channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience. Simply at eHealth Radio. Today we are speaking with Dr. Sherry Brasner, an obstetrician, gynecologist, and member of the faculty of the Icon School of Medicine at Mount Sinai. Dr. Brasner, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
And the pleasure is ours as well. So why is it more difficult for women to manage weight during menopause?
Well, menopause is a time of flux, and hormones are one of those things in flux. Specifically, estrogen and progesterone levels, which are declining. We now know as these hormones change, it can induce a state of insulin resistance. That's the way our body processes sugars and starches. And we know now that insulin resistance is associated with a shift in where the body deposits fat. And in women going through menopause, it particularly, they put weight into their midsection. They sort of transition from being the pear-shaped woman that's so beneficial for childbearing, and it goes to their middle, and we refer to that more as the apple shape. And insulin resistance has been linked to not only obesity, but hypertension and abnormal cholesterol levels, diabetes. So there's a ton of focus now on insulin resistance.
What measures can women take to best manage weight during menopause?
Well, I think prevention is probably the best treatment. I advise my patients to meet with their primary care provider or their OBGYN to talk about what they can expect during their menopause transition, and that's a perfect time to sort of go over some of the common signs and symptoms and to remind women that often, you know, weight gain is a part of that, you know, menopause transition. For some women, it may then, you know, turn into that their best plan is to see a nutritionist or to consult with a fitness expert so that they can plan, you know, sort of an individualized approach and really feel much more proactive rather than just reactive.
And kind of tagging on to that, what are some of the symptoms that affect weight management during menopause for women?
Well, menopause itself is associated with a number of very common symptoms. You know, most women are aware of hot flashes, night sweats, but there are many women over 40 who experience a less efficient metabolism, having difficulty managing their weight. Even if they keep with the same regimen of diet and exercise, they're noticing their weight, you know, creeping up. They can have this nagging sense of hunger, moodiness, which then may lead to emotional eating. A lot of this is due to those hormone fluxes that we talked about, estrogen and progesterone, but a lot of the new science is also looking at declining serotonin levels. Serotonin levels are neurotransmitters. They're chemicals in our brain, but we know that they affect mood, and a lot of new research that, you know, it may affect some of our drives for hunger and when we feel satisfied and our mood overall. So it's an exciting new area of research and is, I think, going to allow for a whole new way to treat women who are suffering through their menopause transition.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Sherry Brasner, an obstetrician, gynecologist, and member of the faculty of the Icon School of Medicine at Mount Sinai here on eHealth Radio's Weight Loss Management and Female Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Brasner, in addition to diet and exercise, what are some other recommendations that you have for women looking to manage their weight?
Well, with the new science looking at the effect of serotonin on weight management, there are some new and exciting products available. I recommend Estroven's new weight management supplement. It has a natural and clinically proven ingredient called Sinitrin CQ, which helps to balance serotonin levels. I think that makes it a totally different approach, and so many of my patients are looking for, you know, a safe, natural, non-hormonal, you know, sort of way to deal with menopause. I certainly never recommend extreme diets or surgery for weight loss. The average woman is going to do far better focusing on daily lifestyle changes that she can maintain, which includes nutrition, physical, you know, activity. I remind them that just like pregnancy, they may gain a lot of information from talking to family members. There are often trends. You know, ask your mom or older sister, how did she do through her menopause transition? That may give you a little insight to what you can expect to sort of deal with. And it's a great time to talk about other things that happen, you know, in menopause, a focus on the family heart history, osteoporosis, other conditions that become much more significant once women, you know, are over 50.
Super information. What supplements do you prescribe to your patients for menopause symptom relief?
Well, you know, since the WHI studies in 2002, more and more women are reluctant to even, you know, consider taking hormone replacement therapy, the traditional estrogen or estrogen and progesterone. So I now recommend supplements like Estrovin because it sort of meets the needs of women looking for a safe and natural approach to dealing with their menopause and uniquely addresses the issue of weight management in menopause, which is often not, you know, easily addressed with some of the other common approaches. There are women who like to explore, you know, alternative treatments. We have more and more patients who are interested in acupuncture and Chinese herbs to deal with medical conditions. So using a product like Estrovin, you know, sort of matches that desire for a natural approach.
If you would, tell our listeners where they could get more information online and also to be in potential contact with you as well.
Yeah, I think a great resource, certainly to learn about, you know, the newer and exciting products would be Estrovin.com. I encourage patients certainly to, you know, talk to their healthcare providers. There's a wealth of information. A lot that's out there can sound incredibly scary, and I think it makes much more sense to educate yourself in advance. Then you can look towards menopause in a much more positive light and not only see it as something negative, but sort of embrace it as a natural part of the life cycle and, you know, and not dread it.
And also, in conclusion, what last bit of advice do you have for the listeners on the topic that we have been covering today?
Again, I think the theme that I'd like to convey is be proactive. Don't wait until you seem to be suffering and behind the eight ball where 2 pounds per year has, you know, kind of caused your overall weight to now, you know, increase by a total of 10 pounds to start thinking about this. You know, when you are premenopausal or just perimenopausal, 48, 49, talk to your healthcare provider. Come up with a strategy that allows you to be proactive and positive, and then you don't have to, again, you know, sort of dread this natural, you know, life cycle event. You know, I want women to embrace their 50s and not, you know, only look at it as a woe is me sort of situation.
Really been good to have had you. We've been speaking with Dr. Sherry Brasner, an obstetrician, gynecologist, and member of the faculty of the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai. And the website of reference, once again, is Estrovin.com. Dr. Brasner, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
It has truly been my pleasure. Have a wonderful day.
You too. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Weight Loss Management and Female Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.